Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Brian Schultz with Jeff Tesh, head coach of the BSU Beavers. What was the off week like for you guys?
Kind of long and boring. You know, this time of year you like to play, but it really served a good purpose. We did some heavy conditioning, not a lot of banging, but we thought maybe we weren't quite as good a shape as we wanted after the Minot game. But that was kind of our goal, was to keep the guys active in the weight room. A lot of running, not a lot of banging, but probably just go through all the base stuff that Augie does offensively and defensively and get a lot of good mental reps. And then this week, just kind of get back after physically and hopefully be ready to go.
You could tell during the Minot game why North Dakota was so high on Stephen Battle. Real good vision and hits the hole extremely fast, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he was a good player for him. He kind of got beat out a little bit by guys that were maybe more of a home run threat, you know, guys that could break an 80-yarder. But he played against the Grand Valleys and playoff games and different things. So he's a good, capable back, and he did a nice job for his first game.
Looking back at the Minot game, is there any changes in play calling or situations that you would have maybe liked?
Well, disappointed in the red zone. We look at the one, we just had a bad pitch that caused a fumble down there. We would have scored, so that's more of an execution thing. So pretty happy with that. And then we had an execution play on a power play down on the goal line too. So a little bit more of execution, I'd say, I was disappointed in. And then when we got to the red zone too, offensively, we had, you know, penalties and one bad snap. And so that's been something that we're really focusing on this week, is just executing that area. And it was a little bit more of that, I think, than the plays are getting outmanned.
Defensively, Rob Wills, as you probably expected, was all over the field. Can you just talk about his progression throughout his career here?
Well, it's an interesting story. A coach that used to be at Creighton Durham Hall, he's retired now, was a fairly good friend, and he said, hey, there's a kid getting overlooked at Roseville that's a family friend of ours, and we take a look at him. And he was a tight end, an athletic defensive end, not real physical, and so that's kind of how we found out about Rob. And he's just got bigger and stronger each year and become a better student on the field and off the field. And he had a great commitment this summer. He spent 6 weeks at a training facility in Arizona where he sold his truck and spent $5,000-$6,000 to go through this program. And he came back in just fantastic shape and is off to a great start.
In a 3-4 defense, you need guys that move around like him, don't you?
Yep, and that's honestly not his strength. He's okay in the quickness. Lard Noise is a lot faster, but he's a real smart player and knows where to go. And when you know where to go, you can play faster, and that's the beauty of the experienced guys.
Augustana has a new coach. What did you learn about them from watching their game in St. Cloud?
Pretty similar to what they were doing a year ago on both sides of the ball. So, with one game, I'm sure I think the head coach was the D coordinator. So I'm sure he has a heavy influence on what they're doing. And so they still have the same guys there on offense. So not a whole lot of different things. It's just, you know, how they're going to call plays. And it's the first time you played them, and it's just like you don't have a feel for them yet on third down or the red zone, or they're backed up, what they're going to do. And that's probably the challenge in a first game, is getting a feel for the guys.
How did their first year quarterback do?
He looked pretty good. He was very accurate on the long balls, and didn't do, I don't think, quite as active as running as their guy a year ago was, but long balls aren't easy to throw and connect, and that was the part that caught your eye, how accurate he was.
Their big wide receiver, Schulte, just shy of 200 yards in catching against St. Cloud. You're going to roll somebody his direction in the secondary?
Well, starts with getting some pressure, too. I don't think St. Cloud got a lot of pressure on him, so that makes it easier to throw. And then you're right. You have to look at matchups, height, size, and sometimes you can't do anything about that. It's being an athlete in the air and everything, but that's a concern of who's on him, without a doubt.
You guys still don't want to get too far away from what you guys do with that front seven, though, do you?
No, you got to do what you do best, and if there is a little matchup game you can play, that's always important. Sometimes, you get down to the goal line and teams will throw fades up, and maybe you can put a little taller corner on a guy, something like that, but you certainly can't get too fancy. And like I say, if you're not playing fast, you're not playing very well. So do your base stuff and hope it's good enough.
First 2 weeks of the NSIC has been pretty darn successful, especially opening week with three big road wins. In your time here, and especially in the last few years with the addition of those four extra schools, how much better has this league gotten?
It sure is deep, that's for sure. You know how many teams you go down seven or whatever that are pretty quality. When I started here, you know, lucky if you had one or two. So you got to be ready to go every week, that's for sure.
What does it do for the league to go on the road, say, in that first week and go win three big ball games?
Credibility. I mean, I think the league has gotten that through championships and national championships and the volleyballs and the basketball and everything. And obviously Duluth winning a national championship, it just helps out in the ranking too. And, you know, our team before, they're a little bit like, hey, you didn't play this team, that team, you know. But now when they're going out on the road and playing incredible teams, it even helped us. We probably had the lowest rank road trip, but the nice thing is now Minot State is a Division II team, and they used to hurt us when they were NAIA, so at least strength of schedule, that helped us.
Does the increase in stature help recruiting conference-wide?
I don't know if it really helps because there's no place else to go Division II-wise. Does it help you when a kid wants to look at a North Dakota and they'll say they're 1AA, but you know, they're off to a little bit of a struggle. You know, does that help you a little bit? Sure, maybe, but it is the only Division II place to go. Before, when you had the NCC and the NSIC, then it maybe was a little bit of a struggle competing, but we are the one conference, so I think it's just a matter of which level is best for you.
Where in your players' minds does the Shrine Game rank, you know, as far as some of the other events that go on here throughout the course of the season?
It's right up there with the homecoming and that tradition. You know, we always have, you know, the Shrine King or Queen come and talk to the team. And, you know, we certainly try and point out how blessed they are to be healthy enough to go out and play, and have a guy like Anthony Ragsdale that couldn't play last year has to sit out the first half of the season. And it just shows you whether you're hurt or there's some type of a situation where you can't play, you know, be blessed, be thankful for it. And when they have a Shrine King come like we will and talk to the guys Friday, it puts a lot of things in perspective.
Good luck today, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.